Governor Bruce Rauner recently criticized Democrats for passing a spending plan that is more than $1 billion out of balance, according to analysis from his budget office. That same report noted that if one-time revenues are included, the state could see a surplus at the end of the year. Both Democrats and the Republican governor have made assumptions about the budget that aren't quite accurate. In this week's Illinois Issues, columnist Charlie Wheeler explains the numbers from both sides. I talked with Wheeler about the details and what it means for next year's budget. Let's start with the Democrats' claim from the spring that their budget would produce a surplus. What has changed since then that makes that estimate incorrect?
Well, the Democrats put together a budget that counted on some stuff happening in the future that, as we move further into the fiscal year, did not occur. One is the Democrats were expecting that there would be a certain level of money collected into the state's general funds, which is the state's main checkbook account. The problem was that when the final tally came in for FY17, the actual receipts to the general funds were pretty much far below what the Democrats had counted on.
So they overestimated the amount of money coming in. What else did they get wrong?
The Democrats built into their budget, as Governor Rauner had built into the budget he proposed back in February, the assumption that by creating a new classification of public employee pensions and by having new hires go into this plan, the state would be able to save considerable money. The estimates range from $500 million to almost $1.5 billion. But then it develops that because of the complexity of the changes, the bottom line is that the pension systems say, no, we're not really able to put this into effect so that it will affect the amount of money the state has to put in FY18. So that was another area in which the savings that were projected just weren't going to be there.
The governor's office recently put out its own analysis of the budget, and with that, Rauner has been criticizing the Democrats for creating a huge deficit. What did that report show?
So when the governor's folks came out with their projection, they said that the deficit would be roughly $1.5 billion. But then they added in the bond proceeds, the additional federal reimbursement, borrowing from these other state funds, and they concluded that we may actually have a surplus of $2.2 billion.
Where do these federal reimbursements come from, and how does borrowing money help produce a surplus?
Now, the assumption is if you borrow the money, you can take those proceeds from the bond sale and use them to pay down some of the bill backlog. And to the extent you use the dollars to pay Medicaid providers, the federal government reimburses us 50 cents on the dollar. So you actually bring in more revenue by paying your bills, and you avoid having to pay the higher interest rates. And they also gave power to transfer money from some of the state's other accounts, close to the tune of about $1 billion, that would help us get through FY18.
So it seems like the state is in a good position ending the fiscal year and could come out ahead. What can we expect next year?
The surplus accrues because of the money we borrowed, either through selling bonds or through raiding these other funds, and that's not going to be there in FY19. And absent those additional revenue sources, the governor's projection for FY19, the fiscal year that starts next July 1, and the fiscal year for which lawmakers and the governor this coming spring will be developing the budget, the prediction is that we'll be roughly $1.6 billion in the red, so we'll be kind of back where we started.
That was Charlie Wheeler, Director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield. Find his commentary on the budget at nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.